In focus today, interreligious dialogue. From the Crusades to terrorist attacks, from Ireland to the Middle East, religious conflicts have been a part of human history. VOA's Slata Cahok looks at how three major religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, regard each other.
Christian, Jewish, and Muslim holy books tell a similar story of creation. God made the world and all life on it, including the first human being. Rabbi Harold Schulweis of Valley Beth Shalom in Encino, California, notes that all three religions teach that God created man in his own image.
All of us believe that God created the individual in his own image, regardless of race or gender or religion. We are invested with an inviolability, with a divine potentiality. We all come from Adam. And Adam, we must remember, was not a Jew. He was not a Christian. He was not a member of Islam.
Rabbi Harold also says that according to the Bible, God loves all the people. He quotes chapter 19, verses 22 to 25 of the book of Isaiah.
Blessed be my people, Egypt. And Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my heritage. Each one is loved by God. And I think it is important that we who are the children of God treat each other as brothers and sisters. To love God, but to hate his creation, is not only a contradiction, it is the uttermost blasphemy.
But brothers and sisters often bicker. Jewish prophets also speak out on behalf of Israel's God against the gods of Babylon. Muslims almost invariably learn that all religions except for Islam are false, and Christian history includes the Crusades and the Inquisition. James Wiseman, a Benedictine monk and professor of theology at the Catholic University of America, says there is something in human nature that tends to separate us from them. But he adds religions also evolve with time. In a Vatican II declaration in the 1960s, the Catholic Church for the first time commended non-Christian religions for searching for answers to such basic questions as the origin of the universe, the purpose of life, and how individuals are supposed to act.
The Catholic Church rejects nothing of what is true and holy in these religions. The Church has a high regard for the manner of life and conduct, the precepts and doctrines which, although different in many ways from her own teaching, nevertheless often reflect a ray of that truth which enlightens all people.
Father Wiseman says the same Vatican II document urges Catholics to enter with prudence and charity into discussion and collaboration with members of other religions. Khalid Abu El Fadl, professor of law at the University of California and a renowned Muslim scholar, says the Quran has always encouraged Muslims to try and understand members of other religious groups.
God has created you, diverse people, different tribes, and the different nations, and the word is powerful, to come to know one another. And to come to know one another in Arabic means sincere or true knowledge. And true knowledge cannot be achieved except through full empathy with the other.
Professor Fadl says only through the understanding of human race in all its diversity can people gain true understanding of the Creator. He notes many people are inclined to follow blindly their religious leaders instead of making the effort to understand the Quran and act according to their own conscience.
The Quran is very explicit about the individual accountability of each person fully and completely for their own actions, and that they will not be allowed to say in the final day that this person told me or that person convinced me. That message of individual responsibility and individual accountability is critical.
Professor Fadl says the Quran also forbids making any promises in the name of the Almighty, something religious leaders often do. There's near universal agreement among scholars that while most world religions share common ethics, their rituals and traditions vary, from decorating Christmas trees, lighting Hanukkah candles, wearing headscarves or yarmulke, for example. These outward demonstrations of diversity often provoke tensions between religious groups. But analysts say this is where teachers have a role to play. They should explain and reconcile, not divide. Rabbi Schulweis compares religious diversity to world's languages.
Catholicism is a language. Judaism is a language. Islam is a language. They have to be respected because they bring something unique and important, but they have to meet in a way in which they can converse with each other as if there is a kind of what I call a spiritual Esperanto. So I have to overcome the either-or notion and speak in terms of the both-and notion.
Rabbi Schulweis says God created the world and the humankind, but people created religions. The more they learn about one another, he says, the better they will understand God. For Focus, I'm Zlatica Hoh.